What's up, everybody? Welcome to this edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly. I mean, listen, let me just get right into it. It's amazing. I'm on the air the other day, and I'm hearing, I watched the Super Bowl halftime show. I watched Bad Bunny. And I could have waited until my political show Wednesday nights on SiriusXM POTUS Radio Channel 124, which comes on from 6 to 8 p.m., by the way, Eastern Standard Time. I could have waited from them, but I didn't feel like waiting. I didn't feel like waiting because when bullshit is out there, you have to highlight it and you have to point it out at least some of the times, at least when you feel like it. And by the way, as I keep reminding y'all, my mouth is getting a little bit better. I'm getting my energy back. You just don't understand what's about to come y'all way in the months to come. Oh, what I've been through these last months starting from October. I just can't wait because I can't. I'm scared of the kind of stuff that I'm going to say. I'm scared. I've got my publicist and communications director next to me. I got my producers looking at me. I got one of my producers who's just a veteran in the business, my man Rashawn, that no matter how cool he tried to be, he's in panic mode most of the time because he knows I'm ready to cuss people out. But I'm not going to do that. I'm simply going to point out the, dare I say, inconsistencies are kind of things that are coming out of people's mouths and putting on their websites and all of this other stuff. So Bad Bunny performs on Super Bowl Sunday. And when he performs on Super Bowl Sunday, he speaks, he performs. I said on numerous occasions, it was a damn good performance. Okay, and because I said the words that, you know what, President Donald Trump had a point when he talked about, you know, and some of it could have been in English, that would have been nice. All of a sudden, the world just comes to an end. And everybody's got to sit up there and try to make a big deal out of it without seeing the big picture. Yet again, there's a big picture here. Trump's playing chess and other people are playing checkers. You don't understand how slick his ass is trying to be. There's a purpose and a method to his madness. You got to keep up with him. And I'm keeping up with him because I'm watching what he's doing with his slick self. And he ain't going to get away with it, but I see with some people, he will, because you're getting caught up in the okey-doke and just soaked in and brought in instead of seeing the big picture and what's going on. For example, Bad Bunny performs. They're talking about Turning Point USA, which wanted to have their own Super Bowl halftime celebration with Kid Rock and the crew. And they had 800,000 people live and drew in anywhere from 6 to 8 million people. But you don't mention the fact that Bad Bunny had 135 million people watching, right? That from a cultural perspective, for the Hispanic and the Latino community, the brother was incredibly, incredibly impactful. By the way, como esta? Como esta? I mean, the brother did that. I got to go learn my Spanish listening because the music was fly. I said this stuff, but people forgot that, okay? And they're forgetting the fact that it was as culturally impactful as Kendrick Lamar was last year when he showed up at halftime for Super Bowl Sunday and did his thing. It wasn't all about him being not like us and dissing Drake. It wasn't all about that. That brother had a load of music on stage with SZA, which we know now because of all the Grammys he took home. But I digress. Getting back to Bad Bunny and his Super Bowl performance, I want you to take a look at what Trump had to say. As president of the United States, here's what came out of this man's mouth. The Super Bowl halftime show was absolutely terrible. One of the worst ever. It makes no sense, is an affront to the greatness of America, and doesn't represent our standards of success, creativity, or excellence. Nobody understands a word this guy is saying. And the dancing is disgusting, especially for young children that are watching from throughout the USA and all over the world. This quote-unquote show is just a quote-unquote slap in the face to our country, which is setting new standards and records every single day, including the best stock market and 401ks in history. There is nothing inspirational about this mess of a halftime show, and watch, it will get great reviews from the fake news media because they haven't got a clue of what is going on in the real world. And by the way, the NFL should immediately replace its ridiculous new kickoff rule. Make America great again. President Donald J. Trump. That was what he said. Before I get into reminding y'all what the hell I said and my disgust over having to reiterate my points just because people try to successfully gain a dollar by lying and taking what I say out of context, before I do all of that, I'm going to show you what ticked me off. Could you put up Griff? Could you put up on the screen, please? Look at this picture right here. Now, who was this from again? Big Ballers? Baller Alert. Baller Alert. First of all, if you're going to put up a picture about me, that was with me about 25 pounds heavier. Could you do that? I mean, you're going to put up that. And what you do, you put the black face up, right? You damn near airbrush me and trying to make me look a bit close to Michael Jackson. Okay, on top of it all, you got Megyn Kelly, Jesse Waters, and Kid Rock behind me. Bad Bunny's Super Bowl performance had them this mad. So you're lumping me in with them. I respect all of them. I don't know anything about Kid Rock. I find Megyn Kelly to be an outstanding journalist and commentator, and I think Jesse Waters does a damn good job on Fox News, but I'm not a right winger. Let's get that out the way. I'm a registered independent, once again reminding y'all, who's voted Democratic in every election excluding Governor Chris Christie in New Jersey. So let's just get that out the way to see this fabrication that they put out there. That wasn't the only thing they put out there. What's the next one, Griff? Show me this one. Fox News. Stephen A. Smith says it would have been nice if Bad Bunny performed in English. Now, I can't knock Fox News for this. You know why I can't knock them? Because the article quoted everything that I said. But the headline is the draw. And me being in this business, I have to understand and appreciate the fact that even though it didn't appropriately contextualize my comment, the fact of the matter is, in the news business, you're going to put, when it comes to the copy editors, they're going to put what works for the copy headlines, for the headlines, to draw in the most viewers. And that clearly is going to work, okay? But for those of you who missed what I had to say, what I said on my Sirius XM Stephen A. Smith show on Mad Dog Sports Radio every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday, hours after the Super Bowl, in case you missed it. In case you missed it. Here it is again. If most people don't understand the lyrics because you're speaking it in what they deem to be a foreign language, that is a legitimate point that the president made. That part. That doesn't mean they had a problem with it. I'm just saying his statement that most people didn't understand anything he was saying. There's millions upon millions of Americans that would have wanted to hear something in English other than Lady Gaga. That is true. And me personally, been nice to see J-Lo out there. Been nice to see Shakira out there. Been nice to see a few people celebrating their Hispanic heritage, no doubt. But it also would have been nice if some of the songs were in English. That's all. The president is speaking on behalf, or was speaking on behalf, of tens of millions of Americans who are like, I didn't understand a word he was saying because I don't know Spanish. That is a valid point. And I still say it's a valid point. I'm still telling you it's a valid point. But that didn't mean, I also said I liked the show a lot. I thought Bad Bunny did a hell of a job. I thought the vibe was off the chain. And let me tell you something right now. You couldn't stop dancing to that music. The brother put on a party. I agreed with J.J. Watt, former NFL star, future Hall of Famer for the Houston Texans, when he said, hey. Did I understand the word he was saying? No. Was the vibe live? Yes, it was. Hell yes, it was. That's what I'm saying. Let me tell you something right now. Bad Bunny didn't have you upset at Bad Bunny because of his performance on Super Bowl Sunday that was viewed by more than $135 million people. What he had you doing was mad if you didn't know Spanish. Because you was like, damn, this music is live. There's a party. It feels good. Damn it, why didn't I stay in Spanish class? Dr. Brooke Shore at Winston-Salem State, God rest his soul, I apologize for not dedicating myself to learning more Spanish. Juvie, my bodyguard, my big brother, I apologize. Damn it, you've been working with me for 20 years. I should know more Spanish than I know. Damn it. More than 57 million people in the United States of America speak Spanish. The Hispanic population in the United States of America is now the dominant minority. Whether the number is 18%, 21%, 25%, U.S. Census Bureau is projecting, but by the year 2030, it will make up over 35 to 40% of the American population. Damn it, I should have learned more. I'm going to go back and take some damn Spanish lessons. Let me tell you something right now. Ain't nobody hating on Bad Bunny. I loved it. Loved it. And the thing about Baller Alert and all of this other stuff, how many rap artists do I need to name where half the time I can't understand the damn thing they saying? Because they speaking so fast and they dropping lyrics. Don't get me started with reggae. Okay? Mr. Lava Lava. I mean, what do you want me to say? You think I understand everything Shabba says, Shabba Ranks? But I loved it. It was no crime. All I was trying to say is that it's a couple of songs up in there. It would have been nice if some English was sprinkled up in there. That's all. Just a preference. But I ain't hating. I loved it. And me mentioning Shakira and J-Lo to the heterosexual brothers everywhere. Did I say something wrong by saying it would have been nice to see them? Are we going to sit here and say that I was wrong? Have you seen J-Lo in her 50s? Have you seen Shakira? Are you kidding me? Really? Baller alert. I thought y'all were ballers. Who wouldn't mind seeing J-Lo and Shakira? How is that a problem? I like listening to Bad Bunny, but when it came to something I wanted to see, forgive me if my proclivity would lean in that direction. As opposed to him. That's just a preference. No harm, no foul. Everybody was dancing. Married couple on the stage. You know, getting married. I mean, it's cool. It's beautiful. Everybody got their flavor. Everybody got their thing. But make no mistake. This ain't Donald Trump. This ain't the right lamenting the fact that an American citizen who was born in Puerto Rico, since Puerto Rico is a part of the United States, was performing in Spanish. Number love for him. I'm going to go buy his music and use that to learn more Spanish. What are you talking about? I'll tell you what we're talking about. We're talking about paying attention to the shit Trump wants us to pay attention to so we can ignore other things. We can ignore how he wants to eradicate our connection and America's connection to black culture. How he wants to descend from being an apologist emanating out of white America for the iniquities that were exacted against black people everywhere for centuries. And he don't want that to be a part, not just of our vernacular, but about studies, about our education moving forward. Because guess what? If you take it out of schools and you take it out of libraries and you wipe it away from the internet, if you could pull it off, then black folks that are born into this world now and moving forward won't know anything about their history. This is the same man that decides that while he's targeting liberals who are governors for a White House related event associated with the National Governors Association, he excluded some Democratic governors, mainly Maryland Governor Westmore, who happens to be the only black governor in the United States of America, who clearly has been critical of the president. He also uninvited Colorado Governor Jared Polis as well, to be fair. And for those of you who may not know, the dinner is a longstanding tradition meant to bring governors of both parties together with the president at the White House. Which is why Governor Westmore flagged the significance of being the only black governor and said he can't ignore the added weight of being singled out for exclusion. You see, when you look at this president, understand what's transpiring before our very eyes. We've got representatives losing in the state of Texas from his party to Democrats. we've got somebody like Representative Jasmine Crockett gaining traction to the point where her competitor, he's got $4 million reportedly, more than $4 million more than her in his coffers to campaign against her. She needs help, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to tell you something. That same Jasmine Crockett who was sensitive and critical towards me, I am sitting here on this show and telling you, let's make sure we get some money into her campaign so we can have a fair fight. She could go out there and she could campaign to position herself for the Democratic nomination for a U.S. Senate seat, one of only two in the state of Texas. So she could go from representing 766,000 people in the state of Texas to representing over 31 million. I am here telling you, I want her to get just as much money as James Tallarico, her competition for the Democratic nomination for the Senate seat in the state of Texas. So we can have a fair fight. He can't win by out-campaigning her and being able to disseminate his message to more people because he's got more dollars so he can generate more buzz by getting commercials and sponsors and all of that other stuff. Nah. You that dude that should represent the Democratic Party in the state of Texas instead of Jasmine Crockett, then guess what? The money should be fair and equitable, equal. Let's support Jasmine Crockett on that point. Let's make sure that whether she wins or lose, we're able to sit back and say, it's a fair fight. Let's make sure of that. Back to Trump. It's clear what he's doing. Ladies and gentlemen, this whole video regarding depicting Barack Obama and Michelle Obama as apes. Let's understand how this went down. Trump's Truth Social account, Thursday night at approximately 11:44 p.m., Trump's Truth Social account posted a minute-long meme-style video focused largely on false 2020 election fraud claims. Near the end, it included AI-edited primate imagery with Barack and Michelle Obama's faces superimposed, paired with, quote, "the lion sleeps tonight," end quote. That Friday morning, just hours later, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt initially defended the backlash as fake outrage, framing it as an internet meme portraying Trump as king of the jungle and Democrats as characters from The Lion King. That same day, presumably after a call from Senator Tim Scott, Republican, black Republican, out of the state of South Carolina, I'm still not sure whether Trump called him or he called Trump, but either way you slice it, they spoke, and subsequently the post was deleted. Roughly 12 hours after appearing, the White House said a staffer erroneously posted it. Tim Scott said he hoped it was fake because it's the most racist thing he has seen come out of this White House. Same day, later that day, after explanation, Trump told reporters he didn't watch the entire clip. Griff, do we have Trump speaking and reacting after the post was removed?
Who sent it, and are you going to fire them?
I looked at it. I saw it, and I just looked at the first part. It was about voter fraud in someplace, Georgia. There was a lot of voter fraud, 2020 voter fraud. And I didn't see the whole thing. I guess during the end of it, there was some kind of a picture that people don't like. I wouldn't like it either, but I didn't see it. I looked at the first part, and it was really about voter fraud in and the machines, how crooked it is, how disgusting it is. Then I gave it to the people to generally they look at the whole thing, but I guess somebody didn't, and they posted, and we took it down.
A number of Republicans are calling on you to apologize for that post. Is that something you're going to do?
No, I didn't make a mistake. I mean, I look at a lot of thousands of things. I looked at the beginning of it. It was fine. They had that one post, and I guess it was a takeoff. By the way, a lot of people covered. If you look at where it came from, I guess it was a takeoff on The Lion King.
So just to get this straight, to make sure we provide clarity, The post was for, I mean, the video was a minute long. You only saw a few seconds. And you gave the approval for it to appear on your Truth Social platform. Ladies and gentlemen, this was not just the White House website, as some people have tried to decry. This was Trump's Truth Social platform. It was posted around 11:44 to 11:45 p.m. In fairness, nothing was originally written by him. We've seen from evidence in the past where Secretary of State Marco Rubio came up to him to show him a post that they were going to disseminate asking for his approval before it was put out there. So let me get this straight. The Secretary of State went to Trump for approval of a post, not this one, nothing to do with this one, this incident, but I'm talking about months ago. The Secretary of State walks up to you to seek approval of a post that's going to be put on your platform. But a staffer took the liberty of doing it on his own. Really? And that staffer did it at 11:45 at night. So he ain't got no curfew, no bedtime hours. He didn't need to get any sleep, huh? He in your bedroom. Really? That's what we saying? And oh, by the way, Trump, who can't spend, who struggles based on the facts to spend 12 minutes off of his social media platform, Truth Social, left it up there for 12 hours, didn't know. We were all born at night, not last night. Or most of us were born at night, not last night. We ain't fools. We get it. But the reason I bring all of that up is because I wanted to get back to the pettiness, the silliness, the reprehensible behavior, the disgusting tendencies, the juvenile tendencies. It's getting in the way of the Republican Party. It's getting in the way of the GOP. It's going to cost them the midterm. Which brings me back to what the original post was supposed to be about. It was a video supposedly focused largely on false 2020 election fraud claims. Why would the president of the United States, who's back in the office for a second term, be so overly concerned with 2020 election, quote unquote, rigged results, according to him? Why would you care if you're back in office and you're more powerful than ever? Because the challenge, because chances are, had Trump won re-election in 2020, we might have been better off if we had to have him for two terms, having him for back-to-back terms, as opposed to having him now, 4 years later, when he had additional time to build a team. The Stephen Millers of the world, the J.D. Vances of the world, the Ludnicks of the world and others, Elon Musk for a time with Doge, the list goes on and on. If Trump had won re-election, he might not have had the opportunity and the time to orchestrate the kind of things that he's orchestrated. So be careful what you wish for. And that's a different subject for another day. But what this comes back to is this. Why are you paying so much attention to the 2020 election? I'll tell you why he's paying attention to it. Because the fix is in. This is what I mean when I say the man is playing chess while people are playing checkers. He's setting the stage to say that the 2026 midterms are rigged. He wants to gather any kind of evidence to validate and add substance to his assertions that the 2020 election was rigged. So they rigged it in 2020 against us. They're going to rig it in 2026. The only time it ain't rigged is when he wins. Bill Maher has said this publicly on his show, Real Time with Bill Maher, on numerous occasions, and he was the first to say it, and he came back again and said it on this show. The man does not accept losing. He will come up with any excuse under the sun to leave doubts in the minds of as many American people as possible that their votes didn't count if it's against his or his wishes. That is what he is doing. Pay attention. He's doing this to set the stage to make the argument that it's rigged. Now, the question would be, why would he do that? One could say, it's to grease the skids for Marco Rubio and J.D. Vance. But for somebody like Trump, that is entirely an altruistic perspective to have. What if it's so he could justify, I'm the only one that can stop this. I'm the only one that could save us from this. We need to circumvent the 22nd Amendment of the Constitution and allow me to run for a third term. You really, really think it's beyond the realm of comprehension? Are you still wondering why you haven't heard much from Steve Bannon right in that photo? Notice how quiet as a mouse he is. I wonder why. I don't have to wonder. Steve Bannon came right on this show and told you, we're going to get him a third term. He's a once in a generational figure. We can't have somebody else in there. Forget the other Republican candidates. We want him. Steve Bannon said it and is unapologetic about it. He told you what he's plotting to do. You really, really think that Trump is going to sit back and say, well, you know what? I got my money. I'm good. Let me go and retire and let me get away from the cameras. You think he don't like being in front of the cameras? You think he don't like bloviating every chance he gets? You think he doesn't like magnetizing the cameras to him and wielding his power? It's exactly what he's doing. It's exactly what he's doing. And then Bad Bunny. Oh, just a week or so after 3 million emails for the Epstein files were released and people are still clamoring saying, oh, there's more that should be released. Where's more of the evidence? Where's more of the evidence? And we stupidly walking around thinking it's Trump. It's Trump. It must be Trump. He's got something to hide about himself. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't give a damn what anybody says. It's just my personal opinion. If there was evidence in there to vastly incriminate him, they'd have had it before the 2020 election. There's no way they wouldn't have got their hands on it and made sure that got out before the 2024 election. There's no way in hell. It's not about him. It's about his friends, whomever they may be, who he's on a mission to protect. Because quid pro quo is what he's all about. You're a representative that's represented the black community for ages, like Elijah Cummings, God rest his soul. Didn't even have the decency to say, bless him and his family, very sorry for his loss. What he said was, well, he wasn't very nice and kind and complimentary to me. You're sitting at a funeral with former President Barack Obama smiling ear to ear. And then the next thing you know, you talk about how he should thank you because of the rules that you changed that facilitate folks not being able, that would have facilitated folks to be able to come after him. After your peoples, not a bipartisan committee, your peoples sat up there and said, you know what? Russian collusion. It was all a hoax. Now, folks on the Democratic side, whether they're elected officials or not, don't like it when I'm fair sometimes, but it's not going to change me. I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to tell you that I firmly believe the Democratic Party was too damn excessive in going after him. They didn't strategize and plan accordingly, and they didn't take into account the ramifications and the consequences, not just to themselves, but this country in the event that he was able to ward off all of that and win the election. And the chickens that are coming home to roost, figuratively and proverbially speaking, is in part due to them and their lack of strategic planning and how to deal with him on a political scale. You've justified every vile, despicable thing he does in their direction specifically because they're the ones that tried to put him in jail for the rest of his life. And the American people are the ones suffering because of it. Because of his vile tendencies, because of his despicable tendencies, because of his pettiness. And because of his apparent lack of sensitivity towards a lot of us in this country. Black folks one minute, Hispanics the next, while swearing up and down, he's got our support. You trying to eradicate black history, you don't have our support. Why don't you mind your damn business and concern yourself with running this country instead of trying to manipulate the minds of future generations of blacks to come by eradicating history from the books so they don't have access to learning about the iniquities this country has committed. If you're white and you're not racist, and you're not some vile, despicable human being that would have murdered black people, we're not talking about you. What's the hiccup for? What's the hesitancy for? What are you scared of? When you get to Bad Bunny and you bring up what you said about him, again, in the interest of fairness, Griff, go back to that original statement that Trump put on his Truth Social platform talking about Bad Bunny, because I need to revisit it for a second. Trump says here, after saying that the halftime show was terrible, makes no sense, is an affront to the greatness of America, doesn't represent our standards of success, creativity, or excellence. Who told you that? Keep it up, Griff. Who told you that, President Trump? This country was built on diversity. It was built on inclusion. It prospered because of inclusion. One would argue that being the business owner that you've been all of these years with the people that you've employed, you should know that. But he goes a step further. Nobody understands a word this guy is saying. 57 million people did. That's how many Spanish-speaking people are reportedly in America. Probably more than that in my estimation, but we'll go with that number for the time being. Want to talk about dancing is disgusting. Some people like it, some people don't. Got that part. Especially for young children that are watching from throughout the USA. So it's abhorrent to see those young ladies dancing. But it's not abhorrent to see the president of the United States on his own social media platform depicting a former contemporary. There's only been 47 terms of a presidency. Two of them were filled by the lone black man that was the president of the United States of America in this country's history. And you depicted him as an ape. Oh, I apologize. You didn't write the post. A staffer did it. By the way, oh, I forgot, a staffer that is unnamed. So we don't know who he is, which means we don't know what ramifications he received and whether or not they're worthy of our approval when it comes to that. An unnamed staffer. So it could just be anybody that suffered no ramifications whatsoever from such a vile, despicable act that Republicans and Democrats alike have spoken out against. Go back to that quote, Griff, because I want to read something to people, because we're not going to be fair, even though one would argue he deserves our unfairness. It's something that I wanted to point to y'all about. He said this is just a slap in the face to our country, which is setting new standards and records every single day, including the best stock market and 401ks in history. Ladies and gentlemen, that part right there, don't hate the message, or rather, don't hate the messenger. Just listen. Barron's, highly reputable when it comes to evaluating our market. This is what they wrote, albeit 20 days ago, just 20 days ago. This is what they wrote. President Trump said the market had set 52 all-time high records since the election. This is according to Barron's. They said that is true. Since November 6, 2024, day after the election, the S&P 500 has had 52 record closes as of Tuesday's close, according to Dow Jones Market Data. The NASDAQ composite has notched 46 record closes. Here's how all three major indexes have performed since January 20th, 2025, the day that Donald Trump was inaugurated as the 47th president of the United States. The S&P 500 has gained 13.3% and notched 42 record closes. The NASDAQ has gained 16.9% and notched 36 record closes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has gained 11.5% and notched 23 record closes. Ladies and gentlemen, that means when it comes to the stock market and your 401ks, Donald Trump wasn't lying. Now, what happens in the last 20 days or whatever, I don't know. But I'm telling you as of right now, he wasn't lying about that, according to Barron's. Here's what Donald Trump doesn't realize. People will deal with an up and down stock market. In some cases, they'll even deal with a struggling economy before they deal with chaos in the streets of the United States of America with a commander in chief who's usually instigating the chaos instead of deflating it. This is why the GOP is worried. This is why they're wondering about their future in office, because of how this president seems to act and how he doesn't seem to give a damn about anybody but himself. And I'm here to tell you right now, as somebody that has been in this game for a little while now, that has been talking politics, that has gotten to know elected officials on both sides of the aisle, along with pundits and commentators from both sides of the aisle, there's a whole bunch of people on the right who don't like that man, who don't approve of what he does, who doesn't approve of how he acts, who would never act that way. But they're scared to say so because they don't want to lose their seats of power. That puts us in quite a dilemma. Because if the very people in a position to neutralize him are scared to do so because they're fearful of retribution by him, essentially, and there's no other way to put this, albeit respectfully, you're thinking about yourself instead of America. Are you going to stand up? Yes, you did stand up, a lot of them, and said, hey, it was vile, it was despicable, there was no excuse to do what he did. There were others like Representative Byron Donald and Senator Tim Scott who called them and felt it was racist, but obviously when they spoke to him, they were told that the social media post would be removed and it was an unnamed staffer and they're taking him at his word. Okay, fine. Feel whatever way about them that you want, but understand not to lose sight of the big picture. The big picture here is that this is yet the latest distraction from what he's really, really, really trying to do. Two things. Avoid a laser-like focus on the Epstein files. And number two, push forward the narrative that the 2020 election was rigged, so he sets the stage for you voting in 2026 with this belief that it's going to be rigged again if the GOP is losing. That's what he's doing. And when I think about this too. You bring up the Super Bowl, right? Well, guess what? This is an article, Front Office Sports, written by Michael McCarthy, who just interviewed me at Super Bowl week. And what did Mike McCarthy, what is his opening line to this article says? Why the headline reads, why the Olympics, not the Super Bowl, became a political football. Olympic athletes in Italy are sounding off about ICE and the Trump administration. And he writes, when Bad Bunny and Green Day were announced as Super Bowl 60 performers, many assumed the big game was poised to become a political football in the culture wars. After all, Bad Bunny just declared ICE out at the Grammy Awards last weekend. Green Day frontman Billy Joe Armstrong, a prominent critic of U.S. President Donald Trump, urged ICE agents to quit their quote-unquote shitty-ass jobs during a pregame event. But the competing shows between the NFL's Bad Bunny Green Day and Turning Point USA's Kid Rock almost entirely avoided mentioning Trump and his administration, with Bad Bunny's political statements focusing more on the history of Puerto Rico and the Americas. Here's the surprise. There have been far more controversial statements coming across the ocean in Italy during the Winter Olympics. With the Minnesota shooting deaths of Renee Good and Alex Pretty by ICE agents fresh in their minds, several Team USA athletes have made provocative comments about representing a country led by Trump. This is Olympic, U.S. Olympic skier Hunter Hess writes, I think it brings up mixed emotions to represent the USA right now, the U.S. right now. I think it's a little hard. There's obviously a lot going on that I'm not the biggest fan of, and I think a lot of people aren't. That's all he said. This is Trump's response, the president of the United States. U.S. Olympic skier Hunter Hess, a real loser, said he doesn't represent this country in the current Winter Olympics. He did not say that. He's saying that. He continues, if that's the case, he shouldn't have tried out for the team, and it's too bad he's on it. Very hard to root for someone like this. Make America great again. So because an American citizen representing our country on an international scale, a place where international, a place where political statements have always been made, Trump is trying to build momentum against Hunter Hess because Trump didn't like what he said. The president of the United States wanting people to vilify an individual for exercising his right as an American citizen representing our country, utilizing free speech, the First Amendment. Nobody has anything to say about that? Nothing at all, huh? You got to understand this. This is some very, very important stuff. Because I'm telling you right now, and I encourage everybody to read the article from Michael McCarthy in Front Office Sports. 1936, Nazi leader Adolf Hitler hosted the Berlin Games to try to prove the myth of Aryan supremacy. Aryan supremacy, only to be embarrassed by Black Americans. So, Black American star Jesse Owens winning 4 gold medals on the world stage. Remember that? Remember during the Mexico City Games in 1968, American sprinters Tommy Smith and John Carlos made history, giving a Black Power salute on the awards podium? Remember that? Remember in 1980, U.S. President Jimmy Carter boycotted the Moscow Summer Olympics to protest the Soviet Union's invasion of Afghanistan? Were those not political statements? We all know what this is. Whether it's the Olympics, whether it's the Super Bowl, whether it's Colin Kaepernick, Trump is always looking to politicize something. As the president, he gets to get away with doing it. We don't have to fall for it. Damn that. The man looked at the video that he posted depicting the former president and first lady as apes, monkeys. He's talking about he only saw the first part of a minute-long video, so he watched the whole minute, just a few seconds. And those few seconds were about rigged elections from 2020. He can't let it go. You really think that a man that's talking about building hotels in the Gaza Strip or in the West Bank, that's bombing nuclear sites in Iran, that's ingratiated himself with the Jewish community, that's trying to stop a war between Russia and Ukraine, you really, really, really think that that man who's back in office, by the way, courtesy of crypto and Lord knows what else, has made billions for himself, for his children, for his friends? You really, really think that man is focused on 2020 for nothing? He's focused on 2020 because he wants to maintain power. And that cannot happen if the Democrats regain the House or the Senate or both in 2026. And it most certainly will jeopardize his, as far as I'm concerned, undeniable wish to remain in office after 2028. That's what this is about. So, hopefully for the last time, I'm going to ask a simple yet rhetorical question. What are you going to do? Are you going to fall for what he's doing? Or are you going to see it for what it is and plan accordingly. It's not about Bad Bunny. It's not about Hunter Hess. It's not about Green Day. It's not even about rigged elections in the sense that he's portraying it. It's about him wanting to maintain power. The non-politician, the atypical politician, has proven to be more adroit than most politicians have ever been. And this is his latest move. Excuse my language, but wake the fuck up. Remember, I told you he was coming. It wasn't just for the NFL. It wasn't just for the NBA. He's coming for another election. Whether it's 2026 or 2028 or 2026 and 2028, he's coming. What are you ready to do about it? That's it for this edition of Straight Shooter. Got to get on out of here. I'll holler at y'all another day. Actually, Wednesday, as in tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, over the airwaves of SiriusXM, POTUS Radio, Channel 124. By the way, baller alert, was that clear? I still sound like, oh, I'm agreeing with the Bad Bunny thing. Find better material, please. Find better material. Peace and love, everybody.